everybody in the world. This is David Dichter, millions of dead cops, and you are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada. And I just want to say, no war, no KKK, no fascist USA.
Okay. You're on the radio. 101.
Generation Annihilation.
I just want some cake.
99% are unhappy with their lives anyway.
Get up here.
On the streets.
Full of problems.
We have you surrounded. Come on, put your hands up.
Hi, this is Audie from Broken Bones, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And this one is Annihilation number 3.
Sucking with my brain, see it in my eyes, it'll never be the same.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Generation Annihilation here for another week here on CITR 101.9 FM. 101.9 FM in cable. Channel 717 on TELUS digital television. And yeah, we can be heard everywhere and anywhere over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. My name is Aaron. I'm here till 1. And yeah, I got a good show for you today. And got to see Jimmy Joe Pearson, member of Toxic Reasons, play Vancouver last weekend. Very sparse crowd, but yeah, gave me the idea that, hey, maybe I should do a Toxic Reasons spotlight, seeing as they're one of my favorite bands. So yeah, we're going to get to that in a bit. And we started things off with some crossover, going back to the, I guess, the crossover heyday. We started with Broken Bones, Traitor in Death, Rab Faye Beth recordings going back to 1987, Money, Pleasure, and Pain. And yes, this was a classic crossover album before they went full-on metal later on. And then we heard Corrosion of Conformity, Animosity, going back to 1985, Death Records, released in Canada on Fringe. We heard a track called Lost for Words, and yes, it's reputed that the classic three-piece lineup of Corrosion of Conformity for this Animosity record has gotten back together. We'll be doing a tour, and they'll be coming to Seattle on August 12th at Numo's. Yeah, in Seattle, Washington. They'll be playing with Black Breath and some others. And we're going to hear another band that's coming to Seattle. I don't know if this band from the UK has ever been over to this side of the pond, but yeah, it might be pretty cool. Or it might not be. I don't know. I don't know what they sound like now, but they sounded cool in 1982, which we're going to go back to. This is Disorder here on Generation Annihilation. And yeah, feel free to get those requests in at 604-822-2487. That is 604-UBC-CITR. Let's get into some Disorder. We'll be right back.
make sure you head down to the 2010 Vancouver Pride Parade to watch the CITR float roll by on Sunday, August 1st. We'll have synth-pop duo Fine Mist playing live on our float, accompanied by some of CITR's finest DJs. We'll also be broadcasting live from noon until 2 p.m. as the parade travels from Robson Street down to Sunset Beach. After that, let Queer FM from 6 to 8 be your soundtrack as you make your way from the parade to your party destination. After 17 years on the air, Queer FM host Heather is handing over the mic to Mr. Gay Vancouver Aidan Saint, so don't miss her final show. Tune in on Sunday, August 1st for CITR's special Vancouver Pride Parade coverage. For more information, visit CITR.ca.
Generation Annihilation is the show you're tuned into, and my name's Aaron. And we ended that four-song set with a fine band out of Montreal called the Complications. Waited a long time for this one to finally come out. It was actually out as a pre-release, and I didn't get it, and now I've got it, and I've been playing it lots ever since. It's on Feral Lord Records. We heard a track called Irrational. And in the set before the Complications, we heard from the Unruled, also out of Montreal, Butchers of Warfare. We heard a track called Hypocritical. And, yeah, Germ Attack in the set before that out of Ottawa. And Maniac on the Loose from the Crux Shadow release. And, yes, Germ Attack, a band that takes influences from, you know, such UK acts as like The Exploited and GBH and Disorder, who we heard in the set at the start from the Perdition release going back to 1982. We heard a track called Life, and this is the classic release prediction. Well, actually, that song "Life" you can also be heard on the UK DK soundtrack. That's where I first heard it, and you know, that's probably one of the most well-known Disorder songs. And yeah, Disorder are playing Seattle, Washington, at a place called the Morgue on August 15th. And they're not coming here, but we're going to hear a band that won't be, I don't think will be playing Seattle this time around, but they'll be playing Vancouver for the first time ever. I'm talking about The Business, and they'll be playing here August 27th. And yeah, some would say The Business are an oi band, but yeah, I definitely think they're a punk band. And yeah, what is oi anyways? But yeah, so we're going to hear a song by The Business, and it's called Loud, Proud, and Punk. And here it is. Here we go.
It's Mickey Fitz and The Business. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. God bless you.
Front line. 999 front line. CITR 101.9 FM is proud to support Public Dreams Society in the 2010 Illuminari's Lantern Procession Journey to a New World on July 24th from 4 to 10 p.m. at the W2 Storium at 151 West Cordova Street. It will be a departure from years past in its new location, but remains a celebration of community, art, and light spreading through W2 Storium's large indoor spaces and out into Trounce Alley and around the Woodward site. For more information, visit publicdreams.org.
Full of chic and design affair, where an architect's new dream becomes a local man's nightmare. And this fair town has treated me, and this fair town has treated me so good, so bad, so bad, so good. And I love it, hate it, love it, hate it, love it, hate it, love it and hate it. All for the reason to shine, we all for the reason to shine. Something that you and I don't ever justify. But I've got a reason to shine. We've all got a reason to shine. Something that you and I don't ever justify. I've got a reason to shine. We've all got a reason to shine. Something that you and I don't ever justify.
Thank you.
Generation Annihilation on CITR, and in that last set we started things off with The Business, Loud, Proud, and Punk. Catch The Business here in Vancouver August 27th, and we followed with Criminal Class, brand new release from an old UK street punk band. We heard a track called Frontline, and this is out on a record label from Coventry in the UK called Data Records. And we followed with Menace from the Crisis release going back to the early 2000s on Captain Oi Records. London was the name of the track. And yeah, I got to see Menace a bunch of times around that time in Ireland. Nice bunch of guys. And followed with the Peter and the Test Tube Babies Supermodels, originally going back to 1997 on We Bite Records, reissued a few years later in Captain Oi, You Bore Me. And we ended that set off with Chelsea from the Evacuate release, 1982 on IRS Records. Excellent album. I like it just as much as their stuff that came out in the 70s. We heard a track called Looks Right. And right about now, we're going to get into the spotlights, as mentioned, on Toxic Reasons. And yeah, for those of you who don't know, they started in 1979 out of Dayton, Ohio. Recorded their first single called War Hero and basically got banned from every bar in Dayton, Ohio. And then they played several shows around the Midwest, and they played a Rock Against Reagan show in Detroit, where they met DOA, and soon after that, DOA invited them to play a big show in Vancouver with the Dead Kennedys. And yeah, they played some shows at the Smiling Buddha, also in Vancouver, which is where they met Vancouver boy Jimmy Joe Pearson, who is on all their releases, which we're going to hear. And we're going to hear their first vinyl, or their first LP ever. This is one of my favorite albums of all time, and yeah, if you don't have it, what are you waiting for? Go and get it. It's called Independence, and it's going back to 1981, and we're going to hear a track called Mercenary.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation, and we wound it up, or we're winding it up with a spotlight on Toxic Reasons, a band out of Dayton, Ohio, which features Jimmy Joe Pearson, old Vancouver punk who played in the Bludgeon Pigs and No Exit. And yeah, he joined Toxic Reasons in the early 80s, and he recorded on all the recordings that we heard. I think he recorded on all their recordings, yeah. Toxic Reasons were most active recording in the 80s, but they later recorded some stuff in the 90s, and yeah, they're not really going anymore as far as I know. But yeah, I got to see Jimmy Joe Pearson last week here at Brandy's in Vancouver's downtown east sides, and yeah, we heard from the Toxic Reasons Independence release. We heard a track called Mercenary, classic track. This is one of the best albums of all time. It's very DOA influenced, but yeah, it was recorded in Indianapolis, July 4th, 1982, and yeah, followed with Kill by Remote Control album, and this was the Independence release was the only release to feature Ed Pittman on vocals. Afterwards, all four of them sang, including Jimmy Joe Pearson, and yeah, from the Kill by Remote Control record, we heard a track called No Pity, followed with Bullets for You release, we heard a track called Get Out the Gun, and then we heard from the Within These Walls release, we heard a track called Sons of Freedom, kind of a departure from their punk style stuff, but some played some sort of melodic rock. But yeah, it's a good record as well. I might have not appreciated it 10 years ago, but I certainly do now. And we followed with Dedication, which came out in 1988 on Funhouse Record, with a track called Apes of Wrath. And then we heard another track from the Bullets for You release featuring Jimmy Joe Pearson on vocals. We had a track called Gotta Believe. And yeah, I got to see him last week at play that song, sing that song, and it was pretty cool. So yeah, if you're looking to get out tonight to see a show, we got a show over at Brandy's where Jimmy Joe Pearson played last week. And yes, it's featuring ROC, Genetic Defect, Genetic Decay, and Brady's Problem. And all over two blocks away at the Rickshaw Theater, we got the Jolts, the Ron Reyes band. Ron Reyes from Black Flag, the Modernettes, Little Guitar Army, and I, Brain Eater. And this is a happy birthday party to Ron Reyes, from original singer for Black Flag. So yeah, check that out. And check out Power Chord up next. Oh yeah, I'll let you know about this. There's a festival happening in Squamish, JHPR Fest 2010. Yes, it's in Squamish, and not sure exactly where it is, but it's $20 for 2 days, and we get a whole whack of heavy bands like the Emeralds and Head Tribe and the Baptists and Mass Grave and System Shit, Hoopsnake, Turbine, Infamy, Blackwater, Blood Nasty, Young Oppression, Fear of Tomorrow, Congress, Iskra, War Hero, Abandon, Weapon, Lazy Dogs, War Cola, Whitewash, Osacha. So yeah, there you go. Very heavy release, and it's a camp out in Squamish. And yeah, check it out. www.myspace.com/GHPRFest. And so yeah, check that one out, and check out Power Chord up next. We're going to leave with a Vancouver band. They're called Real Problems, and we're going to leave, and the track is called Bukkake Night in Canada. And we got podcasts of the show available later on, and stay tuned for Power Chord. Here we go.